name is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Dale.
Ryan, sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Ryan, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay.
Hey, it's opening day, gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Know.
Or
what
night.
A beautiful day, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we lucked out.
Yep.
All right, you're going to do one while tripping. Random funeral, Catholic wedding, trapped in an elevator, or dinner with the in-laws?
Well, did DMT, and that felt like it was in an elevator, so I'm going to stay away from that. Let's go with the Catholic wedding.
Catholic wedding.
Ooh,
okay.
That'll be fun.
It will be more fun. I think that's the way to put that. All right, Ryan.
There you go.
Here's your question. How many sunrises and sunsets are there at the South Pole each year?
One.
One of each.
One?
One.
Oh. One.
One.
6 months a day, 6 months a night.
It's kind of like Seattle.
Yeah. All right, your question. A gaggle is a flock of what bird?
Gaggle of geese.
Ooh. Got it.
Oh.
Nice job.
Yeah, buddy.
GG.
It almost sounds like he's a New Jersey Italian. A gaggle of geese.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
I'd eat it.
Hello, Tom. Yo, Tom.
Tom.
Goodbye, Tom. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Sam.
Is it us?
Sam.
Oh, hey, Sam. Sam. Welcome to the men's room. Yeah, that's my bad.
Sam, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing, Sam?
Just having a couple Miller Lights.
Well, nice.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Tall boys?
Of course.
Yep. Very rarely do you see the shorties of Miller Lite anymore. And the six-pack version of cans. It's always
really?
Seems like it's the 16 ounces.
12 packs are always kind of those 16 ounces. You got to you got to get like an 18 or a 30 rack
to get the small one. Yeah. All right, Sam, do one while tripping. Random funeral, Catholic wedding, trapped in an elevator, or dinner with the in-laws?
I'm going to go with the funeral.
Funeral. Random funeral.
I think it would be easier if stuff starts to go south in my head just to put my head down like I'm mourning and not make eye contact.
It's a good theory.
That is actually a pretty solid plan. By the way, Hank Hillmatic here says, I grew up Catholic. The weddings are so boring. My cousins are Jewish. Their wedding ceremonies are like 20 minutes.
Perfect.
Like, boom. Yeah, that's all you need. All right. Your question, multiple choice. Swimming, rowing, baseball, or gymnastics? Richard Gere had a college scholarship for which?
I'm going to say rowing.
Gymnastics.
Hmm.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but...
People got to realize, too, when you're talking about a funeral, like, you got to go to the cemetery.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You got to get up and
right,
go.
Right, at least with the wedding, you end up at a party.
Yes. Like,
you're just going to end up in a graveyard tripping.
We eventually ended up at a party. It's just that the cemetery is in between. That's kind of the downer side. All right, multiple choice question for you. Ciabatta bread was unfortunately invented in what year? 1962, 72, 82, or 92?
'72?
92. 1982. It's a newer bread. It is. Thanks. All right, your question. What two letters do not appear on the periodic table? Just give you a hint. X and Z both appear on the periodic table. So what two letters do not appear on the periodic table?
Oh. Going through my head here. P and G.
I'll say J.
Q.
J is one and Q is the other. Q and J. I want to say J had been on the periodic table at some point, but they changed the name of the element, and J lost its place.
Okay.
You're out, J.
They're anti-J. All right, your
pull
question.
Pull it in, J.
It's too bad Taryn Daly isn't here for this one, but how many points must the victor score in a game of cribbage? I don't know if the game works, but it can be one of two scores.
Did you say
cribbage?
Cribbage.
Cribbage.
Not Quidditch. Cribbage.
Oh, cribbage. I have no idea. I've never played that game.
Me neither, man.
13.
This is like 200 and something?
Either 61 or 121.
Oh.
I do not know what the game is, but there you go. Question number five.
For the record, Istanbul is what Constantinople.
Constantinople, okay.
Constantinople. Sounds more exciting that way.
It does. It does. Mm. All right, your question. In what profession would you wear a tak blaha? A tak blach. A tak blach.
A tak blach?
Mm-hmm. We have a much simpler name for it here, but that is the French name. I'm sure I said it wrong.
That's what they're wearing?
That's what they're wearing. So, multiple choice. Is it a doctor, a boxer, a taxidermist, or a chef? So, your tak blach.
Tak blach. Say chef.
Yep, that's the right answer.
It's the chef.
It's just based on the fact it's France.
It's right. You know what? There's. I forgot. I didn't realize I made a multiple choice, but yeah.
Let's do one more.
Big dummy!
Hello, Kylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 Kylan, sober or not sober?
Sober, but not for long.
Good for you.
Excellent.
Okay, you're going to do one while tripping on our men's room poll. Random funeral, Catholic wedding, trapped in an elevator, or dinner with the in-laws?
I'll go with the church one, or the wedding one, so I can get a little Jesus in my life.
All right.
And that's how he wants to see it. Tripping balls. Glad you're here, Kylan. By the way, let's see. Bellick Jenkins here says the ciabatta slander must cease. It's not slander when it's true. All right. Here is your question. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was afflicted with what illness?
Spinal bifida?
Polio?
Polio.
Oh, God.
And when he drank a lot of coffee, he'd run around screaming, "I'm corn polio." All right, your question. What disease afflicted Stephen Hawking?
Down syndrome?
ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
All right, the loose skin hanging from the neck of a chicken is known as what?
A goblet.
Waddle.
Waddle.
Oh. I'm that giblet.
Let's go to the culinary world. What Hawaiian dish resembles a bowl of deconstructed sushi? It's all the rage.
They got them everywhere.
Mm-hmm. What was the guess?
Pho?
No.
Poke.
Poke. Yep.
Kylan, question five.
All right, question number five for you. Virus is the Latin word for what? As a hint, it's also a very terrible band, at least in my opinion. In fact, I hate this band more than any band I've ever heard in my life.
Poison?
You got it. Nice job.
There you go.
Very good. Coming up on the program with Pete's and Jack Daniels at 4:30. We welcome in Aaron Jones in the studio. And we got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.